Well, some tension around the Cambridge Horseshoe last night as councillors and delegates alike discussed a potential new development that would bring a large subdivision holding as many as 11,000 people to the northwest end of the city. Matthew Corey, consultant for the developer, Northwest Hespler Community Builders Incorporated, said that their project is in line with the city plan, even though the pushback makes it seem otherwise.
Your official plan requires that these lands develop at a minimum density of 59 people and jobs per hectare. No matter what process is undertaken, whether it's ours or a city process, that means at least 8,900 people and jobs are going to have to be planned in this area regardless.
He claimed that city staff were not cooperative on the project up to this point, saying that he was told staff would simply refuse it. That was a comment that Mayor Jan Liggett took notice of.
I can't tell you how upset I am by this, particularly the delegate. You didn't make any friends around here tonight, sir. You did not do good for your clients.
Now, more tension was brought up around the possibility of the developer turning to the Ontario Land Tribunal for an appeal if rejected by council, with councillors including Mike Devine wanting to know if they could slow down and start from square one, but didn't get the answer he'd hoped for.
The gentleman's representing the developer. Is he still here? Yeah, I can see the hand. Is there any chance that they'll withdraw this application for now and start over? Is that a yes or no? Okay, that's fine. Screw it. I'll turn it down.
Council ultimately rejected the project, but with that rejection now in hand, the developer has the option to take matters to the OLT to potentially appeal council's decision. I'm Justin Kohler.